We've got records galore in Motown, but not those kind of records, and some competitive cheer championships with razor-thin margins. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The individual wrestling finals were held at Ford Field in Detroit over the weekend, and the wrestling record book continues to add to its illustrious list of four-time winners. Dundee's Braden Davis, Detroit Catholic Central's Dylan Gilcher, and Davison teammates Josh Barr and Caden Horwath each won for the fourth straight year. The list of four-time champs now stands at 35. Barr and Horwath, the Davison teammates, became the first set of teammates to accomplish the feat in the same year. And Dundee's Davis was also a part of four wrestling team titles. He's just the fifth wrestler in MHSAA history to win four team and four individual titles. Three of the five who've accomplished this have wrestled at Dundee. In the girls' division, Clio's Chloe Williams pinned her way to a title. She finished the season 32-0, winning all four of her matches at Ford Field by pin, to go along with pins in every other match she wrestled in this season. Of her wins at Ford Field over the weekend, none took more than a minute. 70 wrestlers captured individual championships in their respective weight class and division. To read about all of the action from individual wrestling finals, please check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Heartland gymnast Delaney Gomolka. She was second on bars and balance beam and helping lead Heartland to its second regional gymnastics championship in the last 4 years. And to Celine senior Eli Gray, he was the top diver at the Division I swimming and diving regionals at Novi, posting a score of 375.15.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
There may be nothing more exciting than overtime hockey in the MHSAA playoffs. So what happens in the MHSAA ice hockey tournament when a winner cannot be determined after three periods? If a game is tied at the end of regulation, sudden victory overtime is played for a maximum of 4 8-minute overtime periods. If someone scores a goal in one of those periods, they win. Game over. But if it's still tied after 4 overtime periods, then a 5th overtime period and any additional overtime periods are played 4 and 4 until a winner is determined. Let's say a team starts the 5th OT with 2 players in the penalty box. Then that period will start 5-on-3 until the penalties expire. Then, at the first stoppage, teams revert to 4-on-4.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Continuing with our theme of four-time champions, the Hudson Competitive Cheer Squad made it 4 straight Division IV titles as they easily outpaced the competition at McGurk Arena in Mount Pleasant. Michigan Center was second in D4. In Division I, Rochester edged Rochester Adams by less than a single point to capture its first competitive cheer title since 2017. The final scores after 3 rounds stood at 790.62 for Rochester, 789.72 for Adams. In D2, Gibraltar Carlson won its 12th competitive cheer championship and first since 2019. Allen Park was second. Either Carlson or Allen Park has won the title every year since 2007. And in Division 3, Croswell Lexington won its first ever competitive cheer title. The Pioneers had never finished better than fourth until this championship run. Notre Dame Prep was second, Richmond third. It's the first time since 2011 that someone other than those two won the crown in D3. For more on all four competitive cheer finals, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.